Blog Talk Radio. good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining in with us on this first Monday of the new year, 2019, January the 7th. We want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, and Happy New Year with Blog Talk, Smile 3E, on Sharpening On Ministries, the staff here, all the men and women of God. We are excited about this new year that we are embarking on, that has come upon us. I hope everything you ask God for and God imparted in you what he wanted you to do. In 2018, I hope you succeeded or began the work that you started for Christ. I just want to say hallelujah. Amen. Okay. We just got to move right along. On this Monday night, it's the first Monday night again for 2019. We are here with you, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, along with Minister Sheila Kaiser, who happens to be on the line, but she's not feeling well this evening, so you all hold her up in prayer. She's dealing with, she's having a little symptoms of the flu. And if you all know, that's in the Chicago area. The flu is really hitting really bad so far this year. But we're going to trust God that he's a healer and a redeemer, and that he's going to do what only he can do with healing her and anyone else that's dealing with the flu and whatever symptoms of anything else that they're having to deal with right now in their body. We're going to start off with prayer, because we know that you are listening to us either via web or by Blog Talk. So however you're getting the word, we are so happy and we are so satisfied to know that we have a listening audience. And for those that would like to listen to it again in our archives, that they will be available for you. So let's join together, touch and agree, and start off with prayer. Oh, Father God, we're coming to you and we're coming before you, asking you to allow us at this time to say to you, God, we're sorry for procrastinating, for not doing what you told us to do, for even moving along too fast, trying to help you out when you need no help. God, we're asking you to forgive us of our sins of 2018, as well as how we started off in 2019. God, we're asking you to give us another chance to get it right, that we could stand before you, and when we stand, we could represent you in truth and in spirit, God. We're asking you, oh, Lord, to be our Lord and Savior. God, we're asking you to touch our president. We're asking you to touch his heart and mind to understand that it's not all about him, that there are people out here that's dependent on their paycheck, even though we know, God, you are our source, and you said we can look to the hills from which cometh our help. God, we're looking to the hills. We're looking to the heavens, God. We're looking for you to just come in and just show out and show up, to let him know that he don't call the shots. You are the shot caller. God, we're just asking you to touch his heart and his mind, that he may open up the government, that he may figure out another way or want to find another way without letting people, homes, hearts, families, and their situations cause them to suffer stress and worry. God, we know that you are a great God, an awesome God, and there's no one like you. There's no one other than you, that you are the only God. God, we're asking you to give them wise counsel. We're asking you to let everyone that's speaking to his ears, God, even when they try to curse the people, God, you make them bless us. For we know in your words you said that when they tried to curse them, you made them bless them. Oh, God, and then when they tried to bless them, you made them curse them. But, God, we're asking you for the blessings for your people. We're asking you for the blessings of our government here in America, oh, God. And any place else we have Americans that this issue, this situation, and this close down are affecting and their families, oh, God. Some people are dependent on this government for their insurance, for their medicine, oh, God. We're just asking you to just show up, God. And I trust and believe you will be that. Do that and put it in place, oh God. I just know that you will, Lord. I'm asking you to touch Apostle Sandra Thomas, her body, her mind, and her soul, God, to continue to give her comfort, continue to heal her, continue to speak to her spirit. God, continue to hear her prayers. God, I'm asking you to heal and talk to Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, God. She has requests up before you, oh Lord. God, I'm asking you to just make a way. Figure it out, fix it, and just make it happen for her, God. Put everything and everybody in her life. Need to bless her, be a blessing to her right now while they're going through this shutdown in Washington. God, I'm just asking you to do that. God, I'm asking you to touch every man and woman of God that's associated with Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, whether it's Elder Kathy Kendall, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Dr. Serena Wright, Apostle Sandra Thomas, and Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. God, we just ask you to touch everybody, God. Touch their households, touch their jobs, touch their vehicles, touch their bank accounts, touch their bill collectors, touch their bills. God, we're just asking you to work it all out, God. And everybody that's associated with us through our families, God, our spouses, our children's children, our grandchildren, our cousins, our friends, our aunties and uncles. God, we're just asking you to just touch America. Bring us together right now, God, that we will get together and just touch and agree and join in prayer. That you said we're one or two. God, we're just asking you that America get together in prayer. Turn their hearts back to you, oh Lord. As a whole people, to turn their hearts back to you. And for those that don't know you, God, give us the way, the means, and the how to get your word out. Because you said every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. God, we're just asking you to give us the way to get your word out to the people that they will have no experience. For those that know but don't act, God, we ask you to just teach us how and give them a heart to want to know you, oh God. In the old days when they said to pray and ask God to save you or pray and ask God to give you a heart and mind to want to be saved. And God, that's what I'm asking you, to give us a heart and mind and a desire to want to be saved and continually be saved. God, I'm asking you to just pour the oil on America. From the president on down, God, pour oil on America and just bless us. Bless us, oh God. Let your way be done. Let your will be done. Let your word be done. And let us line up with your word. Oh God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you. And I just want to thank you. In Jesus' name, I hope the prayer that I pray is heard throughout the world and people take it to their hearts and touch and agree with us. In Jesus' name, amen. God, I just want to say I'm excited about tonight for our speaker. It's the first Monday of the year, and we know who speaks on the first Monday of every month. And I'm so glad to start this year off with Dr. Serena Wright. Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay, well, we're going to give Dr. Wright a couple of more minutes because I know that she was getting home from work, from wherever she had to be, and she was getting herself situated with those two young men, those little boys that she's raising. I'm just asking her to just speak up when she gets on the line. But right now, we're just going to continue to talk about the goodness of the Lord, what God is doing, and we're going to continue to ask God to just bless Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser, because it's I don't know how many is in this situation or how many know that it's a bad thing when you work and people don't pay you for your abilities. It's a bad thing when you work and people try to just dock you or say you didn't do what you were asked to do and don't want to pay you. But when you work for the government, because we know God has a king heart in his hand, but when you work for the government and they shut it down and you are a part of an organization that's at the part that where you're ranked among the organization where you have to work and not get paid. And when you go on to work and you put in more hours and don't get paid, then you put in the hours when you do get paid. We know that that's not a good feeling, and we know that that's not where you're happy with it, you know, because the word of God said, man, don't work, don't eat. But when you work and they're trying to tell you that they're gonna try to act like God, there's a problem with that. And we're just going to keep saying that we want to ask God to just bless Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser. And I'm going to go as far as to say I'm asking God to just give her people that will just walk up to her and bless her, whether they know her or not. Just walk up to her and just say God told them to bless her. You know, because whether you know it or not, God knows you. God knows your name. He knows every place you be. And God will put people in a place to just bless you. And I know a lot of times people say, oh, all the church talk about is money, and all the church talk about is somebody giving them something and just giving them that. You know what? People can say that. But the God I serve says everything is his. And he said that he either sees he sees the birds. God either he sees the animals on the earth, whether they have a home or they live in the wild. Even the fish in the sea can find something to nibble on or eat at the bottom. You know, so if God do it for them, what makes you think God won't do it for us? What makes you think God won't do it for her? And she's not asking you all. I'm asking you all to pray with me, touch and agree with me in prayer, that, you know, that when we do say these prayers for God to bless the people that we talk about, I'm asking you to pray with me, not play. I want to pray. You hear me? The word say ray, not play. The lay. Now, I don't want that part. I want the pray part. So I'm asking you all to do that with me because I know that she's trusting God. I know that when they shut the government down before, she trusts God and God came through for it. And I know that God's going to come through for her again. And I'm just going to bind the enemy of our souls with the attacks that he tries to bring forth, attacks that he tried to do, and just how he tried to play games, because God said that we are not ignorant of same devices. We're not ignorant of the games that he tries to play. So I'm going to ask at this time, I'm going to take a quick little break and ask Dr. Serena Wright, is she on the line at this time? Dr. Wright, are you on the line? Okay. Well, we're going to continue to just go before God on behalf of people. I'm going to ask God to even bless my co-host, Minister Sheila Kaiser, who had a procedure. I know she's on mine with me, letting you all know what the procedure was. She had surgery on her eye, and some days I believe that she has blurred vision, and some days she has no vision. But I'm asking God to just do the correction that the surgeons call themselves doing on her behalf, that do the correction that I know that you taught them, God, to give them the experience and the skills with their hands to do, because I do know that the devil will try to use anything and everything to cause doubt to come over a person. But I do know this, when it looks like everything else fails, when it looks like everything else is just coming against you, when it looks like nothing is happening, that's when you get to a place that you can't do nothing but depend on God and call on God and talk to God. You can even be honest with God and say, God, I'm a little upset. I'm a little mad right now because I wanted it to be like this and I wanted it to be that way. And then that's when you can allow God to just minister to you, and you can listen to when the word of God will come to you, and God can remind you that his ways are not your ways. His thoughts are not your thoughts. He'll let you remind you that his timing is not your timing. We've been told and we've been taught all our lives that God shows up on time. Delayed don't mean denied. We've been taught that God shows up when he needs to show up. He don't show up when we give him a point of time. It ain't like we say, God, it's like rent. Your rent is due at the first of the month. No, it ain't like that. God shows up when God wants to show up. God shows out when God wants to show up. I'm a living witness. Tell you I'm a little witness. Oh, my God. Because right when I thought I was going to have to throw in the towel, I was going to have to give up, God showed up and said, you trusted me all this time. What makes you think you can't trust me now? Is there anything too hard for God? No, 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 no. Is there anything too big for God? Oh, no, no, no. Sometimes you have to encourage yourself. When you don't know what to say, sometimes you just have to moan. Sometimes you just have to be quiet. Sometimes you just have to lay out in front of God and just cry. You can say, thank you, Jesus. I trust you, Lord. Thank you, God. I know you got my back. Thank you, God. I know you're in control. Thank you, God. You can ask God to give you the patience. You can even ask God to help your unbelief. You can even ask God to just teach you how to wait on him. Everything ain't got to be about dollars and cents. Sometimes you just need to have patience to wait on God. You just have to ask God for patience. You have to know how to give it back to him. You have to know how to say, God, I'm tired of worrying. I'm tired of being stressed. I'm just tired of explaining myself. I'm tired. God, teach me how to not be anxious. He said be anxious for nothing. Just get before God and just say, can I just be truthful with you? Can I just pour it out before you? Can I just give it all to you, oh Lord? Can I just say what's on my heart and in my mind? God, is it, I don't know if it's a certain way I feel like saying it or if it's a certain way I know how to say it. But God, can I just tell you what I want to say and I need to say, and I just want to talk to you, God, one-on-one. God, can I do that? And you just get before God, and you just ask God to hear your prayers. You just ask God to teach you how to pray. If you don't know how to pray, just ask your inner man. Say, tell your inner man, I need you to go before God for me right now. Repent, confess your sins, ask God to forgive you for unbelief. Ask God to forgive you for doubting him. Ask God to forgive you for even asking him to show up when you asked him to show up. Ask God to forgive you for that. And then just get before him and say, God, I know my bill's going to be paid. God, I know my body's going to be healed. God, I know you're going to have somebody just ring a doorbell and take me shopping if they don't bring food and drop it off. God, I know you are God. You are Lord of Lords. You are King of Kings. You have to just get before God and say, God, if I don't know nothing else, I know you, God. I'm serious. You just have to say, Lord, I give it back to you. I can't carry this. I can't worry about this. I can't handle this right now. Ain't nothing wrong with telling God that you reached at that point of your unbelief that God will do it for you. You know, God is an awesome God. God is a good God. And if you don't know nothing, know this. If you give it to God and leave it in his hands, now don't give it to him and then take it back. Give it to him and don't even worry about it no more. Don't talk about it no more. And if somebody brings it up, say, baby, God got that, and that's all I got to say. I can't even talk about it no more because all I know is I gave it to God not to take it back. And if you try to take it back, add more to it. Just say, God, I believe you. And then know if he don't do it, it ain't because he can't. God, if he don't do it, it's because he's whatever it is that God has in plan, you just know this, he's able. God is such a good God. I thank God for all the things he didn't give me. I once was sitting out talking to Sam, and he was laughing, talking about people we used to like or people we used to know, and just said, ooh, I just thank God. I thank God. Sometimes, you know, you see people running through the church screaming and hollering and praising God. Sometimes you see people that you wanted to go out with or you wanted to date, and God just wouldn't let it be or let it happen. And you look at them now, you just want to run and just shout and jump up and down and just holler, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Because I couldn't see that day what you saw today. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Sometimes you just have to get like that and just say, God, I thank you that you see me somewhere in the future and I look much better than I do right now. That's all I was going to say for that right now. I'm going to check and see if Dr. Serena Wright is on the phone yet. Dr. Wright, are you on the phone? Dr. Wright. I'm waiting on Dr. White to get to the phone. Okay. I was just sitting here looking in the Word, and I happened to glance over to Matthew 5 and 43. It said, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So, I'm going to say again, we're going to ask God to, we're not going to even talk about what's going on overseas. We're not going to talk about what's going on next door. And we're just going to say, God, sometimes we can be our own worst enemy because the things that come out of our mouth be despitefully using the word of God. We could be despitefully using the women and men of God that God has appointed over our lives to be watchmen. We could be speaking bad things over the leaders that supposed to be the ones that we are following, because some of us are following people that we didn't ask God, is that what he assigned us to? So we're putting our mouths on them. Sometimes we are making the ones that, you know, we're supposed to love be our enemies, and the ones that God has said don't accept that doctrine because that's not the doctrine I put you under. We are making them, the head, and they're not supposed to be our head. They're supposed to be the ones that we're praying for. Sometimes we're praying for the ones that's hating us more deeply, and we're not praying for the ones that love us. You have to, you know, I hope you understand what I'm trying to say. You got to get before God and ask God when you pray for someone, God, what is it that I should be praying for this person for when you know that they're going through or you feel that they're going through, instead of just praying for what you heard or what you think or what it looked like. Because everything that looks good ain't good. And everything that looks healthy ain't healthy. And sometimes the best thing for you don't look that good. And some things that look sickly sometimes be the healthiest thing that's around. You know, you have to also look at people. Is their spirit healthy? Do they have a healthy relationship with God? Are they rich in God? What I mean by that, do they have a good prayer life? Do they pray and trust and depend on God and believe in God? And do you know that when they open their mouth and say, I'm praying with you and for you, they're telling you the truth. They're not playing with you and playing like they're praying for you. You have to know that God has set people around you. The most time it's the people you don't want to hear because you don't have itching ears. And if you do, pray and ask God to take them away. To clean, you know, your ears, get the wax and the dryness out that you can, his word is moisturizing your ears and you want to hear what the men and women of God are saying to you concerning the body of Christ, concerning the business of Christ. Because sometimes we don't want to hear something which should be what we need to hear. I'm going to ask again. Dr. Wright, are you on the phone now? Okay, well, let's continue on. A lot of times, know that we know that everything don't always look like we are, as they say, we win. But we know that we get the victory. We know that if we truly depend on God, if we truly trust God, we know that we get the victory. We're supposed to be able to say, God, you told me I could come to you. You told me I could come boldly to your throne. I'm not saying get in front of people and just talk out and just, you know, like give God ultimatums and challenges. No, that's not what I'm saying. You got to have a personal relationship with God that you got to know that when you're talking to God, God hears you. You got to know when you're talking to God that God is listening to you. You even have to know that you can go before God and talk to him, but it's a certain way you have to go before God. You know that I don't think there's anything wrong with every time you pray, you start off with God, forgive me of my sins, because sometimes we could sin and not even know it. Or it may be something we said or did or even made a gesture with our eyes or our hands. Because we may have been a stumbling block for someone else. We may have been a stumbling block for ourselves and didn't even recognize it because we were so busy thinking about me, myself, and I, you know, so, or that other little saying they have was thinking about me, you know, like you was tuning up for a song. Sometimes we have to just get in a place to say, God, I'm not even aware if I have sinned today, but just in case, I don't even want to take a chance. Because I want you to hear my prayers. I need your spirit to saturate my house. I need your spirit to saturate my soul. I need your spirit to saturate me. I need to, when I walk into a room and I need people to look at me, they see something different. I want them today to see a light on me, even if the room is a little dark or dreary or dim, as they would say. I need you to let your presence glow through me and on me, that when I walk by, you know, somebody would know there's something different. And I don't mean in a bad way. I mean in a good way, that people could come to you and say, you know, I need you to pray with me, or they feel
how would I say it? They feel that if they ask you to pray with them or for them, they know that your prayer is going to go through because you're not playing with God. You're representing him. You are a representative of God. You are a representative of the body of Christ. And I just want to say I thank God for having enough love and respect and honor for him to be able to say, God, I look forward to doing what I was asked to do. I look forward to being used by you. Even if I could, I honestly say sometimes, say that, or I'm scared to do that, or I'm scared that, I can honestly say that to God. And then I know that God always put a calmness over me and allow me to stay and do what I was requested to do, or I was appointed to do, or I was instructed to do, because I believe in having enough common sense to follow the instructions that's given to the leaders in my life concerning the body of Christ. I'm going to be honest and say, big as I am, I'm too scared not to acknowledge God. I'm too scared not to do what I was instructed to do concerning the business of God. I'm too scared not to represent God and his way of being represented, what people would say, I want that kind of God. I don't want to be the type of person people be like, I don't know what God she's serving, or whoever she's serving, or whatever she's serving. I don't want none of that. I want to be, excuse me, that kind of person that says, oh, Lord, when you use me, use me. When you tell me to go, God, make sure I go the way you told me to go. I don't want to, how do you say, by way. I don't want to go off another way. I want to go the way you have told me to go. You know, I remember raising up my son, and a lot of my friends said, oh, you have changed a lot. Every place we go, you take your son. Everywhere we, how we hang out, you take your son and say you can't go because you got to be with your son. Can't you get somebody else to watch him? I would always say, you know what? When I decided to have my son, my baby, I decided to be a mother, not a other. And I said that to say this. When I decided to follow Christ and to be saved and be sanctified, I decided I wanted to be saved. I wanted to follow Christ, not the other one. Because I said, there's no sense in being one way to accommodate these and be another way to accommodate those. I don't get me wrong. I don't dot every I, cross every T, but I do know I go to God and say, God, I think I did that the wrong way, or I think I didn't do that the way you told me to do it. And I said, God, give me grace. And I ask God to forgive me, and I ask God to teach me how to go about doing the things that he has instructed me to do, because one thing I do know is living in this day and time, this is the beginning, because that's what the words say. It's the beginning of the end. And I do know that in this time and age, and day, you're going to have a relationship with God. You're going to have to get before God. You're going to have to be with God. Leadership. What I mean by leadership, you're going to have to know when God says something, and you're going to have to know to follow it. Have you ever been find yourself in a way sometimes you would do something and say, my first mind told me to do this, and I didn't do that. I know a couple of times I went to do something and I didn't do it, and I had to stop and say, oh, Lord, forgive me. I know I heard you say do this, do that. God forgive me for not going about it the way you told me to go about it or not doing it the way you told me to do it. God, give me a chance to get it right. You know, I keep finding myself every morning. I pray as I'm getting up. Thank you, Lord. I pray before I get to work because I'm praying all the way to work. I pray getting in the car, out the car. I pray for safe travel. I pray for safety at work. I pray for safety coming home. I pray for safety through work. I just catch myself nowadays. I pray all day long because I don't want to be caught on the other side. I don't want to be caught with my hands down. You know, I want to be caught with them constantly up doing what God told me to do. Dr. Ryder, you on the line yet? You know, I just thank God for being God. I just thank God for answering prayers. I thank God for having an ear to hear. I thank God for being my redeemer, for being my deliverer, for being my consultant, for being my advertiser. What I mean by that, because sometimes you can go to do something and you can hear something or see something and that's just God advertising. I'm watching you. I hear you. I see you. And if you're looking at it for the right reason and not for any other reason, because I know sometimes I'll be at work and I can be sitting out talking to some of my coworkers, or I could be walking through the hall with them and I said, but let's go over here and do that. And sometimes I can see something and hear someone, I'll just say, no, y'all go ahead, I'll catch up with you all later. Because I will hear God say to me, don't go that way, don't go over there, don't do this, go this way, go do that, or do what you're supposed to be doing. You have to be able to be willing to hear God even when it seems like you being a part of what the team is trying to do. You know, you have to get yourself in a place where you can hear God even when others is talking. How do you say Charlie Brown be saying womp, womp, womp? Sometimes I can hear people be talking to me, and that's all I can hear is womp, 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 because I hear the voice of God just as clear in my head say, nope. Sit down or go over there or do this. Sometimes you just have to be able to hear God tell you, no. No, don't do it. No, don't say it. No, don't go over there. You have to be listening. Listen and willing to follow the Spirit of God. And I'm saying all that to say, my 2019, I'm starting it off with asking God to keep me in his will, to keep me in his way, to keep me saved and teach, keep me with the ability to want to be taught, keep me with the ability to want to learn more about him. I'm just asking God to keep me, because I can tell you, I shared with you, all of you remember last Monday, how God has blessed me at the end of the year and at the beginning of the year. I walked into a blessing I had asked God for, like I say, delay don't mean deny. Delay don't mean deny. Sometimes you just have to wait on God. Even when you think he forgot, or you don't think you're worthy, or you don't think he's going to do it for you, just when you get to the point where you just say, Lord, I'm just giving it back to you. If it's for me, God, I used to sing this song all the time. what God has for me, it's for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I just sing that every day. And all for the year 2018, I just kept saying, delay don't mean deny, delay don't mean deny. And I tell you, when God blessed me, about 2 weeks before Christmas, that I was able to walk into a new house, not a, you could say it's rent because it's mortgage, I got to pay it every month. But when God blessed me with a new house, when God blessed me with knowing my son is going to be graduating from college this year in May, when God has blessed my house, when God has blessed my husband to have a job, when God has blessed us to still have abilities like limbs, when God has blessed us to be in our right mind, when God still has my sisters here, when God has blessed my family to not only pull back together as family the way we was raised, but to want to be together. You know, when God has blessed us to just want to be with each other, when we have our little holiday potluck dinners, we look forward to coming over. When God has blessed us, pulled back together, when God answers prayers, I tell you, this is just, it's something that we wanted to happen a while back, but we just stayed faithful and kept doing it, and just know that delay don't mean deny. Just know that God is able. God is God. We put it in his hands. We continue to pray. We continue to trust him. We just continue to know that God can bring us to a place and to just know. As long as God is on our side, we get the victory. You know, and I love the Lord for that. I love him for everything that he's done for us, that he's doing for us. I love the fact that he's keeping us together. You know, our family, our immediate family, the Seabury, the lineage, it's so many branches that came from this Molly and George Seabury. I can't even name all the names because I don't want to leave anyone out. And I don't want anybody to feel like I left them out. But I just want to say, they're under the lineage of the Seaberries. You know, that whether they was one of the seeds from one of the male children or one of the seeds that was carried from one of the female children. We are a blessed group of kids. We was raised with Pentecostal belief, that means saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. We were raised to know that God is God and he don't need no help. We was raised to know that if we depend on the Lord, everything will be all right. We was raised to know that we can get on our knees before God and take all our cares to him. We was raised and taught that we don't live for this world. We live to go to heaven, be among the angels, and to be among the rest of the saints. We was raised to know that the dead in Christ will rise first. We was raised to know that if we confess with our mouth and believe in our heart, we shall be saved. We was raised to know that anything that we need, we can find it in Genesis. And we can look all the way through all 66 books and end up in Revelation. That we know that the word of God has our answers, and it even has the questions that we should ask. Teaches us how to love one another, how to treat one another. It teaches us how to care about our family, to teach us the do's, the don'ts. When we were children, we knew a few things. Fun was off and on, but we knew school and we knew church. We knew school and we knew church. And I don't care if we went out when we got older, we could just be coming in the house. But when it was time to go to church, our parents would say, get up, get dressed, let's go. If you can party all night, you can go party with the Lord. And no matter how you mom, dad, it was let's go. And you had a certain amount of time to be dressed and ready. And you better look like it, smell like it, and dress like you've been waiting all night to get up and go to church. And I just thank God for my upbringing. Even though when I was younger, I was like most church children, at some point didn't understand. But I thank God for my upbringing. That like the word say, even though they stray off, they'll come back. And I thank God that I knew that I was able to come back just like the prodigal son. When I came to my senses, I thank God for allowing me to come to my senses. I'm going to ask one more time, even though it's late, I'm going to ask Dr. Wright if she's on the line. Dr. Wright, how soon that she wasn't on the line tonight. She's probably doing it live by Facebook. So I'm going to ask Apostle Alexis Sue if she would open the lines up tonight. If anyone have anything to say, go on and speak. Apostle, is the lines open? Okay, I don't know if the lines are open, but anyway, I would like to say thank you all for tuning in tonight. I would like to say thanks to everyone taking the time out to join us on this first Monday of the new year. Please tune back in next Monday, which is the second Monday, which we will have another guest speaker, which I know you all should know who that is by now. I'm sure you should have been following us all year long. You know who our second Monday of the month speaker is. Don't y'all know? Yes. That's him. Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. He will be with us the second Monday. The third Monday of the month, normally I would speak or I would have a guest speaker in the place of Apostle Sandra Thomas, who's on a leave right now. And on the fourth Monday of the month, we have Prophet Antoine Thomas, which speaks on that fourth Monday of every month. And if it's the fifth Monday, we would have that open up to guest speakers or one of the other ministers of Iron Sharpening Iron Smile 3E. So, don't forget, every Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we have our very own Elder Kathy Kendall, which also is live on Facebook. She's speaking on God Still Heals. And every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time, 10:30 Eastern Standard Time, we have our very own Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser with Let's Talk. So those are announcements that I have
thus far. And just hold Apostle Sandra Thomas up in your prayers, please. Each and every minister, this ministry, and those that are coming. Again, if you're able to and would love to, bless Apostle Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. Please do so, because she makes this ministry also happen every Monday, every Friday, and every Sunday. So we are going to end this program with a prayer. I'll pray us out. And before I do that, I would like to remind you all, we will be starting 2019 off with our foundational scripture, which is, Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Also, remember this. We love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. So on that note, we're going to end this program with Our Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed should be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. God, we just ask you not to let us forget that we could come before your throne, that we come openly and boldly unto you, O God, that we can ask you for whatever's on our heart and our minds, and we can ask you to give us patience and understanding that you will work in your will, your way, and your time, that delayed don't mean denied. God, we thank you for all the healing miracles that you're doing with our family, with this ministry, and with ourselves. God, we just ask you to keep our minds covered, keep our bodies covered, keep our government covered. God, we just ask you to open up the government right now, oh Lord. Give our president of this country wise God. Give him wise guidance. Give him wise ministers to minister into his heart and his ears, oh God. Who's ever talking to him, God? Teach them how to say what you say. God, what would it mean to fight for a little bitty stuff where they plan these Boy Scout games? God, we just ask you to open up the heart and the mind of our leaders to teach them how to stand together instead of seeing who can throw the rock the fox. God, we're just asking you to just be God in our life. Cover our family, cover our jobs, finances, cover our bank accounts. Speak to our creditors' hearts that they may see and understand, oh Lord. God, we just ask you right now, cover every minister and their families and their everything that goes along with them that's associated with this ministry. In Jesus' name it is so. Amen. On that note, good night, everyone. Be blessed.